speaking about the difference between an Eishes Ish is Insa and an Naira Hamurasa. Naira Hamurasa is also an Eishes Ish, but it's during Erisin. So the three different Onshim of Misa, Baskoinsh is Insa, the Chumash says, is Bisrefa. And a Naira Hamurasa is Insa is Biskila. And an Eishes Ish is Insa is Bechenek. So this we know that Skila is more Chomer than Chenek, that's for sure. But there was a Machloikis Satanoim we had earlier in the Perek, where the skila is mochomen and sreifa is mochomen and skila. So does it make sense to say, is it nitan lahayomer to say that a regular nara hamarasa shazinsa will be skila, and if it's a baskoin sreifa, and a nara hamarasa shazinsa is beskila, and an eshesu shazinsa is bechenek. So this we know that skila is mochomer than chenek, that's for sure. But there was a machloikis satanoim we had earlier in the perek, where the skila is mochomen and sreifa is mochomen and skila. So does it make sense to say, is it nitan lahayomer to say that a regular nara hamarasa shezinsa will be skila, and if it's a baskoin shezinsa in the state of erisin, it's going to be sreifa is mochomen and skila? According to one tani, yes. So one opinion is that the baskoin shezinsa is the sreifa is bein minasua bein barusa. That Sreifa is Mohammed and Chenik, and Sreifa is Mohammed and Skila, and the Baskan Shizins always gets Sreifa. The other opinion, the way we Paskan Lavachi can't be, because we Paskan that Skila is Mohammed and Sreifa. So you cannot say a regular Nairam Rosa Shizinsa is Biskila. And if on top of that she's a Baskayin, so she deserves a bigger right, and she gets off with the Sreifa. How can it be that Sreifa is left less? So that's what we assume. That's what the Gemara said earlier in the parak. We assume halacha lemaisa that special oinish, the baskoin shezinsa, gets sreifa can only be by a nesua, cannot apply to an arusa. And then the Gemara quoted the third opinion that it's only by an arusa, only by an arusa. That's on the assumption that sreifa is machomer than skila. So it makes sense to say that a regular nara hamrasa shezinsa will get skila. But if she's a baskoin shezinsa, then it's going to be worse than skila, it's going to be sreifa. And this special oinish that the baskoin shezinsa gets, an oinish of sreifa, this is similar to the din of an arusa shezinsa. Arusa shezinsa is only an arusa. If she's in a suwa, then it's the regular din of chenek. So this special oinish for the baskoin shezinsa is also only arusa. It doesn't apply to nesuwa. So the Gemara points out the three opinions in the Tanoim, how to read pshat in the Chumash. The Chumash says that a baskoin shezinsa is Bisreifa, does it go on both Arusa and the Suwa? Or that's impossible. The way we pass Malach, it's impossible. It can only go on the Suwa. It can go on Arusa. Arusa a regular Arusa gets Skila, which is worse than Sreifa. According to the other Tanah, hope not so. That Sreifa is Mohammed than Skila. So Shaykh to say, Gemara says, Rabbi Shmoshita, only Arusa Yotza the Sreifa, we like the Suwa. That's 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Vavim and Beis. This was all Chazorah from before. The El Nun Aleph Amin Beis. The Gemara presented all the three opinions there. Then the last three lines on the Amud we didn't discuss last week. We already learned it on Daf Nun Aleph also, but it's Kedai just to review the dinim. There is halacha that a kohen is not permitted to marry a zona. So posing a chumash in Parsha Samar. What's the definition of a zona? So the Rambam writes, "Mipi Hashmu Alamdu." We have a tradition. A zona refers to a gioris. Or a shivcha shenishtachara. That's the whole story. Just the gioris of shivcha shenishtachara. So the Rambam says no. He quotes the Gemara. Ubaskain kisili izar. He betrumas hakadoshim lo seichal. So the Gemara, it's a simple pshat in the pasuk, means if a kohenis is allowed to eat truma, a single girl is a kohenis, she's allowed to eat truma. And even after the father dies, she's still permitted to eat truma. But when she gets married to a non-kohen, she marries a lady or Israel. So it calls man that she's married to a czar, she's not allowed to eat truma. That's the pshut of Shulmik. Her basi is crying, kisili is czar. She marries a non-kohen, he be truma sakadosh lo seicha. Calls man that she's married to the non-kohen, like in the Sefer Achinuch says that you say, ishti kegufa, just like the husband is nishkin kohen, so you treat the wife as if she's not a kohen. That's calls man that she's married. As soon as the husband divorces her, or if the husband dies, the samalan is garsha, then she's no longer ishta kigufoi, she's no longer treated like an ankoin. So she said, "Shavu beisaviyah kinirem in lechem aviyah teicha." Once the husband dies, or the husband gives her a gift, so then she's back again a kohenis. She's not pulled down by the husband's status as an ankoin. She's allowed to eat trum again. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in that pasuk. The pshuto shel mikra is certainly yemes, but in addition to the pshuto, the Gemara has another interpretation. Baskan kisil yizdar refers to an isha shenivala lepasala. What does it mean? The girl didn't marry anybody. The girl didn't marry anybody. What happened was, let's say she was mezana with a nachri, or she was nensa by a nachri. It doesn't have to be mezana. She was nensa by a nachri. Or the Mishnah in Ksuvos in the first parak tells a story. A little girl went, Maisa b'tinoikis, a little girl who she was older than 3 years old, plus b'asholoshon v'yamech, if the girl's not 3 years old, it's ain't b'yosa b'yam. It's not called the Maisa b'yapidim. But if the girl was older than three, so the Mishnah in Ksuvos tells a story, she yorda l'malas ma'al min ha'ayin, the family sent her to go draw water by the well. And then she was nensa by somebody. She does not say ayit, say agoy. She doesn't know who it is. So the Mishnah says she's not allowed to... Serious nefesh. Thank you. So the Mishnah says that since it's a suffix, whether she was nensa, she wasn't mezana b'rotzen. So since it's a suffix, whether it was a nachri, see, a Yisrael, so she's not allowed to marry a kohen. And that's based on this additional interpretation of the pasuk. Abasi yishkan kisil, yishzar means benivolo l'pasolo. If the woman was nivolo, anensa, by a nachri, by a mamzer, by a chaval, by a nosin, by an eviknaini, any one of these people is called nivolo l'pasolo. So that renders the status of the woman as a zayna. Or let's say there's another case of zayna. Let's say there's an eshesish, who is Mizana Tachas Bailo. Mizana or Nensa, doesn't matter, even if Nensa Tachas Bailo. Even if Nensa not by a Nachri, Nensa by a Yisrael. So the woman is labeled as a Zayna. So she has to get divorced if she's married to a Yisrael and she's Nensa, she's Muteris Labailo. Only a Saito, she's in Sabiratsin as Asura Labailo. But he learned Nispasa. But if Nispasa, then Muteris, the Gemara says. You see from the Pasuk. But if she's married to a Kohen, so she has to get divorced from the husband, and she's not permitted to marry another kohen. She's not allowed to marry another kohen because the husband gave her a get, so she's a grusha. Well, let's say the husband will get a heart attack. When he hears that his wife was then, so he gets a heart attack and he dies. So she's an almana. So a normal almana is permitted to marry a kohen. But this almana, who is either zinsa, birotzen, or nensa, tachas bailo, is also called a zayin. And the zayin is asur l'kohen. So the Gemara understands that this halacha. So why does it say in the pasuk "Basish Koyin Kisil Yishzar"? What does it have to do with a Basish Koyin? Even the Israelis, the Gemara learns that from the pasuk. Even if Israelis are a Leviya, if she's Mizana Beratzan, if she's Nensa, Ayidei Akum Levet Chol Nasa Mamza, any one of these people, so she's also a Nivul of the pasuk. So she becomes a Zayin. So why does the pasuk mention a Basish Koyin? So the answer is, if she's a Israelis who is Nivala to a Pasala, she becomes a Zayna. If she's a Kohenis, who is Nivala to Pasala, not only does she become a Zayna, she becomes Ois Kohenis. The fact that she's Nivala to Pasala, not only does it give her the status of a Zayna, it cancels her status as a Kohenis, and she's never allowed to eat any more Truma. Finished. She's no longer considered Kohenis. So that's where the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. What's the din in the following case? The pasuk in the middle of Chumash Veikra, there's a din. If a zar means a non kohen eats truma b'shogeg, so he has to give to the kohen keren b'chodesh. When also my kohen is a kodesh, he gives. Let's say he ate the potatoes of trumas, so he has to give back potatoes of chulin. When he gives it to the kohen, it converts into potatoes of truma. She should just make out a check and pay him 25 cents or $1.25, whatever the potatoes are worth that he ate b'shogeg, has to give potatoes. If he ate tomatoes of truma, he gives back tomatoes. If he ate wine, he drank wine of truma, he gives him wine. Whenever he gives to whatever he gives to the kohen, it's tashlumi truma. The tashlumi truma nasim truma. If he ate the b'shogeg, it becomes truma. And if a zar will eat that b'shogeg, it'll be right to the same thing. Chayit kerem b'chayim shanat, because that's mamish. Tashlumi truma, nasim truma. That's Mishnah is like that. So the Tanoim have a machlekes. The Gemara refers to it over here. It's a Mishnah and Trumas. That's on the bottom of Samach Vav and Beis. Mishnah and Trumas, but it's a Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. There's a machlekes. A man the Rabbanon. What if a woman eats truma b'shogeg? This woman used to be a kohenes. Her father was a kohen, and the male when she was born, she was a kohenes. All of her life, she was a kohenes. But then she was nivul ala akum. Nensa by an akum, by cholom, nasa mamzer. Let's say cholom, she married a kohenis, is permitted to marry a cholom. A kohen is not permitted to marry a chalolo. A kohenis is permitted to marry a cholom. So she marries a cholom, the heta gomer, isn't it? He can bear the shirach, he can be sari kedushin, there's no problem. Everybody's allowed to dance at the wedding. But once she marries, once she's living with the cholom, she's considered nivel of the apostle of solo. So she becomes ois kohenis. So let's say, this girl who used to be a kohenis and now she's nivel of the apostle of solo, so she loses, not only does she have a din of zayah, she's not allowed to marry a kohen, forget about marrying a kohen. Let's say her husband, the cholol, dies, and now she calls mom, she's married to the cholol, so she's not allowed to eat truma, because the cholol is not a kohen. Let's say the husband dies. So the Torah says, v'shavol beisav v'yakim nurem, v'lechem av'yat tochel, she's allowed to eat truma. So the din is no, since she was nivel to the cholol, even though it's behet ha-gomer, she's nivel to the cholol, she becomes ois kohenis, so she's not permitted to eat truma for the rest of her life. So what if she goes ahead and she does eat truma? Does she have to give keren v'chomesh? Is it like a zar she'ochal truma? She is a zar. She used to be a kohenis, but now she's ois kohenis. Funny case. She is, a zar means a non-kohen. So she is a non, she used to be a kohenis, now she's no longer a kohenis. So maybe I should say that you require zar etzla meikorah. That's a lashon that the Gemara has in the Yevamos. Maybe you require, in order to be labeled as a zar, you need that the person should be a zar from birth on. Here the girl, when she was born, was a kohenis. Her father was a kohen. Her grandfather was a kohen. She's a descendant from Aaron HaKohen. She was a kohenis until the age of 35, when she married this cholol, the hetagom. She married the cholol. And at that time, she became nivel of the apostle, she became ois kohenis. So the woman who's no longer a kohenis, if she eats truma, that's a machlekes satanam, remer the rabbanan. Will she be chayiv to pay keren v'chomesh? But he's saying no. Only Karen, because she has no right to eat the truma. It's geneva, it's a mazik, it's gezel. She had in the moment she has to pay the Karen. But the special din of zar she'ochal truma b'shogeg she doesn't have because you need zar etzel meikor. So that's one machlekes Ramei and Chacham. And then in the same Mishnah there's another machlekes Ramei and Chacham. It's really not connected. It's really not related. There's another machlekes Ramei and Chacham regarding the din of a bas kohen shezinso, that she gets the special oinish of sreifa. Does that depend on the fact that she is a kohenis? But if she was already nivel of the apostle law, so she's always kohenis. So then she won't have the din of a kohenis shezinso, so there won't be any din of sreifa. Or should you say no? Self to self a bas yishkoink. She's a bas kohen shezinso. She is a bas kohen shezinso. So just because she became ois kohenis, so what? But she, as it says, it's a bia himachalalos, but ishti sok, she is a bas kohen. She is a bas kohen shezinso. So that's another machlokes Ramei and Chacham. Two machlokes in the same Mishnah, really not the same shaila. The one shaila is whether the bas kohen shenisis le cholol, and then the husband died, so the dinner she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. She became nivel of the apostle, so she's not allowed to eat truma. So she clearly is a zar, but can you call that a zar in the full sense of the term? Maybe the term zar implies zar etzla meikor. The person was always a zar. If until the age of 35 she was a kohenis, and then she became ois kohenis because she married the cholol, so maybe you can't call such a woman a zar, and the special din in the chumash that the zar shoch truma b'shoigeg has to give davar haroili as kodesh for the keren and has to give chumash, that's only if the person is a zar. If the person is not labeled as a zani, so that's a machlokes Ramei and Rabbanan. Does the word zar have the connotation zar mitchilo biatzof? More in Krisis, in the first parak, yeah, they tell you Krisis dal zayin amanar. The more in Krisis quotes this machlokes when he gets another din. This is shemen amishcha. The one is not permitted to shake to take the shemen mishchas kodesh and smear it on anybody shaloikim mitzvasa. It's a moil behekdish. Shemen mishchas kodesh has kedusha. So you're supposed to use it to be Moshech HaMelech from the Malchut Beis David. If it's a Melech not from the Malchut Beis David, also you don't use it. The Gemara says that Shaul was Nimshach, he wasn't from the Malchut Beis David, so it was with Shemen HaFarsim, it was imitation. Shemen HaMishcha, it wasn't the real thing. Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh is only reserved for the Malchut Beis David, or for the Kohen Gedolim. If you have a Kohen who has Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishcha, they can enter Kohen Gadol, Kohen Mashiach Muhammad. So what if somebody takes the Shemin Mishra's Kurdish and he shmiz it on somebody else? And the Pasuk says, yeah, and then you're not allowed to. And then it says, Isha Shitim Emenu Alzar, if you shmir it on an Ordem Zar, Vinichras is an Oynish Kores, and if you did it B'Shogi, Yechad Chatos, That's one of the last week we were talking a lot. 44. Rama has 44 cases that Yechayiv Chatos. The Mishnah says 36, and the Rama made the 36 into 44. The 44 people who are Chayiv Chatos. So one of them is if you shnir shemen amishcha on somebody else who's an ish zar. Hashita men al zar, menichas meyamok. Yechayiv Koris, if you did it b'shoygen, if you did it b'shoygen, then Yechayiv Chatos. So vos heist azar. Let's say this fellow is the Kohen Gadol. He is the Melech and the Malchut Beis David. He's the Melech HaMashiach. We shmeed him with Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. And then, so he already did the job. That was 25 years ago. And now, on the occasion of his 25th anniversary as being appointed as the Melech Yisrael, the 25th anniversary of his 50th anniversary of his being appointed as the Kohen Gadol, they want to have a whole ceremony. They want to take again Shem and HaMishcha and Shmir again. So now it's Me'ilu, it's Shalol Tzara. But the question is, will there be a Mod Be'ek which is not Chayv Karet? The meal of the Hekdish is not Koritz. It's a question whether there's Misa V'Dei Shemayim, but there's no Koritz. So will it be the din of Ish HaShitim Emenu Al Zar? Is he called a Zar? Because it's not Zar Etzlam Ekor. He wasn't always a Zar all of his life. 50 years ago, we did Shmir Shemen HaMishchanim, when he was appointed Melech from the Malchut Beis David, and when he was appointed the Kohen Gadol. So that's a Machloikis Ramei and the Chachamim in the Gemara in Priest of Dav Zayin. So the Gemara puts it together with this Machloikis Ramei and the Chachamim. If the woman who all her life, her father was a Kohen, she was always a Kohenis, until she married the Cholo at the age of 25, 35, whatever, she becomes Ois Kohenis. And then after that, let's say the husband dies. And after the husband dies, one would have thought she's allowed to go back and eat chumas. Pasuk says, Shavah B'Yisabik, and the answer is no. She's Nivolo L'Pasolo, she becomes Ois Kohenis. So now that she's Ois Kohenis, now she's Mamish Azar. But she's not, she wasn't always a Zar. For the first 35 years of her life, she was not a Zar. That's a machloike satanaim. Do you call her a zar or not? That's the nafkimina with the yichayiv chomish or not. And the machloike is here is a also machloike zameh lachacham, but it's really not connected with the loshen zar. Whether such a woman, if she's mezane, will she be chayiv srei for mitam bas kohen shezinso? Maybe the punishment of bas kohen shezinso is the srei for is only if the bas kohen is a kohenis. But just because she was a bas kohen, but she's not a kohenis. So then maybe there's no sreifa. So that's a vaika machlek is a man of hachamim in the Mishnah. Okay.
But chuma, the machlek is also when she's married to
Kusha Yisrael, she's married. No, that they all agree that she doesn't, that the Mishnah in Truma says they all agree that she does not pay chaymish there, because it's just temporarily that she's not considered, she's not allowed to eat Truma.
She has
children. Children can die also, and then she'll be permitted to eat the Truma. I think so. I think that's the Mishnah like that. If she's married to Yisrael, I think the Gemara quotes it there. If she's married to Yisrael and she eats truma b'shogeg, she doesn't pay the chomesh. Because she's not called a zar yet. Because just temporarily she's not allowed to eat truma because she's still married to the zar. But theoretically there's still a possibility of going back. But she's nivolo b'basala, and then for sure she's a zar, but that's a machlek zameh d'rabban, and it's not a zar etzla meikor. She wasn't a zar all of her life. It was a period of time for the first 35 years she was not a zar. So that's a machlokes, is it called a zar? Okay, that's the last shtick of the Gemara on the bottom of Samach Rov on the days. It's Nagel la halacha. Yeah. I think last summer when I visited Eretz Yisrael, I went for the NCSY program. So the different organizations heard that I was there, so they asked me to speak. I should give it Rosh Hashanah, give a shiur here. So they asked me I should speak at some group. So I asked them, what should I talk about? So they said, just discuss the last shiloh that you had before you left New York. So I said, you wouldn't want to hear the last shiloh that I had. A girl called me up on the phone. She doesn't want to tell me who she is. I probably wouldn't know her anyway. So she told me that she's engaged to get married. So I said, mazel tov, that's wonderful. So she says, well, just a minute, that's what the shiloh is. Whether the sukumta mazel tov sinish. So she says that she was once fooling around with a nochri. So she doesn't know, her fiancé said, a guy from yeshiva, she didn't tell me who, he's a kohen, and she wants to know if she's allowed to marry a kohen. So I asked her, what exactly did they do? So they did other things other than maises nusmach. Yeah, maises chigudim. Gemara says over here, if they do other forms of kir, basa, whatever, anything other than the maises nus itself, that's not called nivolo l'pasla. So at the end of the conversation, I wasn't explicit. I just said, is anything other? So she said, yeah, it wasn't actual Maisa Biyah. Sure. So she hung up the phone. Then after, so I said, Mazel Tov. Okay, good. Shat Mazel Tov. Then after she hung up the phone, then I reminded myself, I don't know who she is. I should have told her that there's a din of Bia Shaloi Kedarko also. If the Nochri was Mazana with the woman, not only Bia Kedarko, the Nekev has Anakus, even the Nekev Beis Harei is also. So what am I going to do here for a phone? So 2 minutes later, 5 minutes later, the girl calls up again. And she says she just talked to her fiancé, and he wants to know explicitly, he wants it to be more explicit. So I was more explicit. I said, did he do this and did he do that? So she said, no. So I said, okay, Shai Mazel Tov. Okay. So that was the last shayla that I had before I left the house. I told these people they wouldn't want to hear the last shayla. But unfortunately, these shaylas come up all the time. So it's based on these dinim. Nidlo l'pasolo is a special din for Kohan. And if the woman doesn't know, the woman was Nensa, the woman was Mazana, and she doesn't know whether the man was a Nochri or a Yisrael, so the Mishnah says in Tzuvit that she's Asura v'Ginasi v'Kom. That's the Mishnah. In Sufik, she's Asura. And then the Gemara says, even if there's a Rav. And the Gemara adds on, my loss of the Yuchsin, they made a Chumra mid-Rabbanah with respect to Kohunim, because the Pasuk says, v'kidashto, you have to see to it that the Kohanim don't violate. The Gemara has an additional drasha, v'kidashto, to be mechabek the Kohanim. Gets the first Aliyah, Liftoach Rishon, Levarach Rishon, the Benjamin Zilman, and so on. But what's the Pashup shot? That's an additional level of interpretation. Taisis writes in Chulan Daf Peizan that that's only an Asmachtim and the Rabbon. Taisis wants to say that it's not really a Din Deraisa that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah. Adik Mar says in Gittin, Adaptum Tes, Vikidash does Deraisa. Taisis says, no, it doesn't mean Deraisa. It means that we have an Asmachtim for, that we know that thing. But what's the real Vikidashta? So the Gemara says in Yavam, it's Dachenu, that you have to force the Kohen, if he's married to a Yisuri Kuna, you have to insist that he should get divorced. And even if there's a Shaila, even if there's a Sofek, it's more Chomer than Stam Sveka Deraisa L'Chomer. Shtei Vikidashta, special din, you have to go out of your way. So that's what the Gemara says, a Chomer, my loss of Biyuchsin, they made a Chomer Midirabanon, that even if the roiv is that the woman is muteris laguna, let's say the roiv of the people, the woman knows she was a nensa by a white English-speaking person between the age of 25 and 35, she does not say ayitze agoy. So even though the roiv of people in the neighborhood that it could possibly be are Yisraelim, who don't passel an isha laguna, but that's the malos of yichsan, made a chumra mid rabbanan that the woman is still not permitted to marry a kohen. The Gemara says, unless you have a double roiv, if you have a trey rube, the Gemara says in the first perik in Ksubas, on Daf Pizvah, when you have trey rube, then the Chumra Midrabanan doesn't apply. But these are Mishnais, these are halachas.
It's what by
Shvua.
By Shvua, it's also
a Kavuna. You go to Sopik, yes. The woman was held captive by the Nochrim. We don't know whether she was Nivel or not, even though she swears up and down that she was not. She's not the menas on herself. They made a chumra midirabbanan. Yeah, midakayra. The woman says she wasn't nivolos nish, but midirabbanan. They made a chumra that the shivuya is not permitted to marry a kohen. Maybe she was nivolos badenach, unless you have an eid echad other than herself or other than her husband, who testifies about her that she was not nivolos to the nach, who was there at the same time. Okay. The next two mishnayos, samach zayin amud aleph, the top mishnah, the second mishnah, are continuing on the theme of Elohein HaNiskolin. We have the Arba Mises Bezen. So we assume the halacha that Skila is the most chomus that we're going in order. First we're doing all of the Niskolin, and then the next parak is going to be Elohein HaNisrofin. The ninth parak is going to be Elohein HaNisrofin. Then we're going to go back there. Echnokim and Arum. So the Mishnah Nun Gimel gave us a list of Elohein HaNiskolin. So it says Mesis and Midiach are both Biskila. So here we have two different Mishnahs. Mesis is the top Mishnah. Midiach is the second Mishnah. These are two different people. Mesis is one person, Midiach is another person. And we had the Gemara earlier, but the Gemara said that they're two different Lavim. In the Chumash, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, they counted as two different Lavim. That's the Gemara in Samach Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, where it says, "V'shem aleim achem lois haskir la yishama al picha." So the Gemara says, what does it mean, lo yishama al picha? Azhara lemesis ula medich. That's the law. The Torah says that the medichi irani dachas, those who convince all the people in the city in Eretz Yisrael to worship Abedidah, medichi and dachas are chayv misa. It doesn't say what misa, it just says the chayv misa. And then there's another pasuk in Chumash that says that one who tries to convince someone else to worship Abedidah is called a mesis, He sees Chachicha and Parshas Re'eh, trying to convince someone to worship Avodah Zarah, so there it says Yechayv Skila. By the one who convinces the whole city to worship Avodah Zarah, there's a din of Yerni Dachas, it says that the two Medichim, Achayev Misa, doesn't say which Misa, doesn't say Skila, doesn't say. So the Gemara says, all right, it says that Yechayv Misa, and it says Yechayv Skila. But officially, you can't give an Einish unless the person violated some Aver. That's Ein Einishim, Elam Kemas here. You can't give an Einish Aguf, or Misa Malkus, unless the person violated a Moises and Azhar. Masirin doesn't mean you give Hasra. That's the teachers always say in class, they're warning all the students in advance because Ein Einishim, Elam Kemas here. That's not what it means. That's another din you have to have Hasra. But this statement, Ein Einishim, Elam Kemas here, means in order to get an Einish Aguf, or Misa Malkus, the person has to have violated some Moises. So the Gemara asks on some Gimel of this, where is there a loy sesi that says that you're not allowed to convince someone to worship Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says, the law is in Parshas Mishpatim. That it says, V'shim alem achem loy saskir loy isham apicha, you're not permitted to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say that convincing someone to worship Avodah Zarah, it just says you're not allowed to mention the name of an Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara, the quotes of Rai, said that pasuk is alluding to the Mesis Amidiyah. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? You need a pasuk for Mesis Amidiyah? No. Mesis, one who coaxes, one who convinces an individual to worship Avodah Zarah, the Hedyek Sibbeh, there's a Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. In Yvarim chapter Yud Gimel, you don't need a Pasuk in Mishpatim that's vague. Shem Lemachem Lois Haskir Laisham Apicha, don't mention the name of an Avodah Zarah, and it's referring to one who mentions the name of an Avodah Zarah in order to convince someone else to worship the Avodah Zarah. No! Shteit Beferish, it says, Ki Yisiz Chachir Ben Imecha, if someone convinces you to worship Avodah Zarah, it says it's kalta ba'avanim, it gives skila. Then it says v'hanisharim yishmu v'yiro. Even though he didn't succeed in getting you to worship Avodah Zarah, it was just he attempted to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah. So it says you shouldn't have any rahmanas. Even though it was just an attempt, he tried to be machshel me to worship Avodah Zarah. He didn't worship Avodah Zarah. I didn't worship Avodah Zarah. It was just an attempt. So nonetheless, the pasuk says you give him the einish misa, but he doesn't really deserve an einish misa. It wasn't a gitan over here. He tried to do something. It was an attempted crime. He tried to convince me. So the pasuk said, doesn't matter. Sounds from the pasuk as if the einish misa is given to the mesis as a deterrent to others. Usually an einish misa is given as an einish lishaver. The person did an avera, so he deserves an einish. So if the avera is an avera chamura enough, so he gets an einish misa. If it's an Einish Avera Kalas, you give him only Malkus. If it's a more Kal than that, you don't even give Malkus on it. So the Pashtus is that usually an Einish Misa is an Einish Lisha Ovar. And once in a while, the Psukim seem to indicate that the Misa is not so much an Einish Lisha Ovar, but rather to serve as the deterrent, Lahabo. The Avera that he did is like Ben Sora Mora. So the Mishnah says, is Nerag Al Shem Sofo, just this. It's going to deter him. He's going to be dead. It's going to deter him from doing... Now he's a juvenile delinquent. He's only 13 and a couple of months old. Just the first 3 months after his bar mitzvah. He can't become a ben tzarimor while he's a cotton. And he can't become a ben tzarimor after 3 months after his bar mitzvah is finished. There's only a window of opportunity for the first 3 months after his bar mitzvah. He can become a ben tzarimor. He was going to explain it at the beginning of the parak ben tzarimor. So what's the reason why you give him an einish misa? What's it they can tell? He stole a couple of dollars from the father, and he went and he was hanging out with some gangsters, and he ate flesh and he drank wine. So the avera is so chomer that he deserves an einish skila. So the Mishnah says he's nerag al shem sofa. And the Gemara has a list of people. Gemara says the Gemara has a din arboa tzrichim hachrozo. Where's the Gemara? Here on Pei Tesam at Aleph, right before the second Mishnah. There are four people that before the Beis Din gives them the Einish Misa, they have to advertise all over in Eretz Yisrael that this person is getting an Einish Misa because of this and this Aveir. A person, Mechal Shabbos, Avid Avid Azari, Abu Aleshi, says you don't have to advertise to the whole world. The Beis Din gives them the Misa and finished. But these four people need Hachraza HaMesis, one who tries to convince someone else to worship Avid Azari, the Ben Sora Mara, the Zaka Mamre, and the Adam Zomimim. Why? So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. It says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmei V'yiro, V'lo Yizidinot. So it sounds a little bit from the Gemara that all four have this common denominator, that by all four, the Einish Misa is not really for the Avera that they did in the past. It's really to serve as a deterrent for others or to serve as a deterrent for him. He's needed on Hashem so far that you don't want him in Sora Mora to become a murderer, a gangster later on when he grows up. So that's the pasuk that the Gemara quotes here on Samach Gimel on the base. V'chol Yisrael Yishnu V'yiro, the hachroz is needed, v'lo yizidunot, and no one should do that again. No one should do an act of hasasa. So the Gemara says, what do you need? This vague pasuk from Parshas Mishpatim that just says, V'shem v'lo yimachem v'lo yisazkir v'lo yisham al-picha. That's the law of Mises. You have a more explicit pasuk in the Parsha of Mises. It goes explicitly on Mises. Call Yisrael Yishma v'yiro v'lo yizidunot lasos kador alet. Says the paper. So the Gemara answers, you're right. One pasuk goes on Mises, one pasuk goes on Midiach. The pasuk in Dvarim chapter Yud Gimel v'kiyas hischa chicha ben imecha that goes on Mises. And this vague pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Shem la'machem la'saskir la'isham al-picha, doesn't really say not to convince someone to worship Hashem. It just says don't mention the name of an Abed Zohar. But that's what it goes on. It goes as a law for Midiach. What's the difference between a Mises and a Midiach? So the Minchas Chinah has a whole arichas on this. He quotes from earlier Achrayim that Mises means Mises is hayochid. It tries to convince an individual or a small group to worship Abed Zohar. And Midiach means Midiach es harabim. He tries to convince a larger group to worship Abed Zohar. And he has a whole dion, what's haste a larger group and what's haste a smaller group. How much is a yochid? Is a yochid? What's a rabbi? How many people constitute a rabbi? Shishim ribo? Shusaram deraz ni shishim ribo. How many people do you need to be considered a rabbi? So he quotes from the Mishnah's Chachamim, he quotes from one of the Mefarshim, the Indian of Sefer HaMitzvahs, whose mistapik is it 3 or is it 10? And he refers you to the Gemara in Gittin, but the Gemara in Gittin talks about two kinds of a netter. There's a netter shuhuda barabim, and a plain netter, a regular netter, as opposed to a netter shuhuda barabim, the netter was taken in public. So one opinion in the Gemara is that has a special status. We don't pass them like that. We pass the netter shuhuda barabim, same as a netter, a private netter. But a netter shuhuda al das rabim, if you say hareini noider al das rabim, then it has a special chal Hashem status, special din. Ein la hator ve'ein la hafor. There's no way to be matter. A sugi in Chorus and a sugi in Gittin. So the Gemara in Gittin has a machlokes on Marayim. How many people do you have to have that it should be considered a neder shuhudar al das rabbin? The way we pass the halacha, a neder shuhudar bar rabbin, just because I took the neder in public, that doesn't give it any special status. But if it's shuhudar al das rabbin, if I say I take a neder al das all of the people in the room. So if there are 20 people in the room, is that called Adas Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, if you have 10 people for sure, and if you have 3 people but you don't have 10, that's a Machloike Samaroi. Is that called a Rabbimanan? And the Gemara says, based on Psukim. So the Mishnah's Chachamim says, he thinks that the difference between a Mesis and a Midiach is a Minyan. If you have a Minyan of 10 people, then it's a Rabbim, then it has a Din of Midiach. And if you don't have 10 people, it's only Mesis and Sayachid, anything, 9 people or less, then it's the other pasuk, then it's Alava Mesis, and they're slightly different dinim. The dinim Mesis is a little different from the dinim Medir. The Minchas Chinuch is not happy with that Mishnah's Chacham, that he claims that if you have 10 people, that's a definition of Rab Aminyan, Hesta Rabin, Hatzibur. So he says it's not correct, and he refers you to that Gemara, where the Amoroim had a Machlekes, by Nebi Shudra, Al Das Rab, how many people do you need? So he says, how do we pass on Allah Alamah? He said, 3 people. If I take a neder al-das, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, that's already called al-das rabbi. So you see, Allah Alamah, so we pass on that 3 is called a rabbi. Yet we have another din like that, that there's the Ramah, and Choshe Mishpat quotes from the Mordechai, at the end of Bava Metzia, that if somebody wants to give a kinyan to the rabbim, so no Maisi Kinyan is needed. If I promise I'm going to give you a table, a chair, a safe, or whatever, and I change my mind, so the Kinyan doesn't take effect until you make an actual Maisi Kinyan. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Mechira. Eina mekech nikne lidvar. By just talking about it, you can't transfer ownership or property, whether it's karka, metopolin. You have to make a Maisi Kinyan to clinch the deal. So the Mordechai, quoted by the Rambam, Chesh Mishpat says, Bamedvar Mamurim, that's if a Yochid wants to be kinyan. What if he wanted to be makne to a rabbim? So then the rabbim has the ability to be kinyan without any need for a maisi kinyan. How many people do you need to be called a rabbim? It's up to 3. 3 people is called a rabbim. Like the Minchas Chinuch points out, that's how we pass him by neder shuhuda al das rabbim. Al das rabbim means 3 people. truth of the matter is that even according to the other opinion in the Gemara in Gittin, that Neder Shehudra al Das Rabim, you need 10, the Pashtus is, but the definition of Rabim, everybody agrees is 3. Because the Gemara says like this, the Pasuk says by Zovo, there's a din of a Nidah and there's a din of a Zovo. So the din of a Nidah, if the Isha has to be as Dan, the Es Nidasa, normal time. If the Dan comes below Es Nidasa, during the 11 days, Yura of Yom Shmei Nidah and Nidah, then she has three Riyaz Dam 3 days in a row, then she becomes a Zavak Doyle. So the Pasuk says, Isha Kiyozib Zoiv Doma Yomim Rabim. So the Gemara Dashim is Yomim Shnayim Rabim Shloisha. That's how you know that a Zavak Doyle or a Zavak Tana, if there's a Riyah 1 day, 2 days in a row, is a Zavak Tana, Shemeris Yom Kiregen Yom. But in order to require Shemini Kiyin, you require that there should be a Riyaz Dam 3 consecutive days based on the Pasuk Yomim Rabim, Yomim Shnayim Rabim Shloisha. So the Gemara says, from that Pasuk, from that style of Rosh, you see the Rabim haste if you have Shloisha. It's not even talking about people over here, just the term Rabim means 3 or whatever you're dealing with. Here it has to be 3 days. If you're talking about people, so it's 3 people. Talking about lollipops, so it's 3 lollipops.
Many times you have Rabim, it doesn't mean Rabim Bahatas.
Yeah.
A majority of 3.
Different, yeah. So a different meaning.
Rabim.
Yeah. Right. Has different meanings in different context. But if it's referring to a number, so Bistama, the word Rabim means 3. The opinion in the Gemara that we rather do not accept, the opinion in the Gemara that Neder Shehudra al Das Rabim only has a special status if it's Bifnea, if it's Neder Shehudra al Das 10, that you need 10 people, that's not because they hold that Rabim is 10. No, everybody's masking Rabim Shlosh. They argue the point because based on the Pasuk in Yoshua, it says when the Givonim were from the Zayin Umas, and the din was like Sachai Kol Nesham, they were supposed to wipe them all out. So they got dressed up as if they came from a different place in Africa, and they came to Yeshua Ben Nun, and they made believe that they're not from Eretz Yisrael, and they say, we understand you want to kill everybody out. Habrachmoni says, no, we don't want to kill everybody, only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. They say, oh, well, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. So he made an agreement. And the Pasuk says, Kinish Bulahem Roshe Ho'edo, all the leadership of Klal Yisrael swore to them that they're not going to fear on Muhammad. Then he found out soon afterwards that they were fakers, that they had fooled them, they really were from the Zionists, and they were supposed to kill them because of the din of Asachai Kol Nesham. But because the Pasuk says, even though the Shvuah was taken b'toyes, yeah, so it says that in order not to make a Chilul Hashem, it says, so they didn't kill him. So the Pasuk uses the expression, Kinishbu Lahem Roshei Ha'edo. So the Gemara says, one pshat because it's a Chilul Hashem, that's why. Even though the oath was not really binding, it was taken on the false premises. And the other suggestion the Gemara gives was because it was a Neder Shehudar al Das Rabim. Kinish Bolahem Roshei Ha'edah. So the Gemara says there the word Eidah appears. And the word Eidah has the connotation of 10. So that's why there, by Neder Shehudar al Das Rabim, or Neder Shehudar Bar Rabim, there there's one opinion, there's one Mandam of the Gemara, that there the term Rabim has the connotation of 10. Not that he holds in Kolatar Kula Rabim is 10. The Pashtus is there never was a Machloikas. If you say that the difference in definition between a Mesis and a Mediach is that a Mesis is the Yechidim, the Yochid or the Yechidim, and a Mediach is one who coaxes Rabim to worship Avodah Zarah, it's not going to be told in a Machloikas Amarayim in Gittin where the Neder Shehudar al Das Rabim means 3 or 10, like the Minhas Chinuch says. No, it should be L'chol HaDeis 3. The Mandama says there that you need 10 for Neder Shehudar al Das Rabim. That's for a different reason. It's a different word. Neder Shehudar al Das Rabim is a misnomer. It's really Ha'edah. Nishbohan Roshe Ha'edah. If it's a Shvuah al Das Ha'edah, al Das Rabim means al Das Ha'edah, a different word, then you need 10 over there. But in Kol HaTorah, whenever there's a word, whenever there's a law that depends on Rabim, everybody agrees that it's 3. That's what you see from the Gemara there. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch comes to Maskana anyway. He says that there, Gufa, by Shvua Gufa, by Neder Shehudar al Das Rabim Gufa, we pass the 3. We don't pass the 10. So he says over here, the din should be that it's really 3.
Well, from the Mishnah, you see the fair that 3 is Mesis. You know, if he says to one, he says, I have 2 friends, bring my 2 friends, and be Mesis us. That's 3.
That's what the Minchas Chinuch talks about. Is that called Mesis or not? Is that called Mesis or not? Omer l'shnayim, it says, Omer l'shnayim heine reitav, if he tries to convince 2 people to worship Avodah Zarah, so he has a din of Mesis. Why does he have a din of Mesis? But he tried to convince 2. So you see that 2 is also a din of Mesis. So So the Mehaschina quotes the Mishnah's Chachamim, who raises a possibility. Maybe if you maces two people, it doesn't have a din of maces, maybe it really has a din of mediach. Aye, but the Mishnah gives that example. Now maybe Omer L'shnayim means Omer L'shnayim zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh. He tried to convince Reuben last week to worship Avodah Zarah. This week he tried to convince Shimon. So Reuben and Shimon, and neither of them listened to him. They both said, what are you, crazy? We should become a Mishavadim, we should worship Avodah Zarah. So maybe Reuben and Shimon, the two people who were Nisa zeh shaloi b'fnei zeh, different time, different years. Maybe they both get together and they give him an Einish Misa. So the Minhas Chinuch quotes this from the Mishnah's Chacham. Then he says it cannot be, because that's a din of Eidus Miyachedes. The din is an Eidus Miyachedes. Let's say a fellow was Machal Shabbos on Shabbos Parshas Bereishis in the presence of one Eid. That is Machal Shabbos on Parshas Noach in the presence of a different Eid. And each Eid warned them, don't be Machal Shabbos, you deserve an Einish Skila. I'm going to try to give you the Skila. The guy says, I don't care, give me all the Skila you want. So then the two Eidim will come together. And they'll testify, let's say, maybe Shabbos Bereishis and Noach, you can think of, let's say, both on Bereishis. One Eid Echad says he was Mechal Shabbos 9 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos Parshas Bereishis in my presence. The other Eid says he's Mechal Shabbos 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos Parshas Bereishis. Two Eid, and he says he's Mechal Shabbos on the same Shabbos, but at different times in the day. He did different malachas. So the Gemara, even the same malacha. So it doesn't matter. So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that Eidus Miyachedus is only good in Momenus, it's not good in the Foshas. So that's why the Minchas Chinuch says you cannot say pshat over here, Omer L'shnayim, if the Mesis tried to convince two people to worship Avodah Zarah, Hein Hein Eidav, Medin Osa Lebez, and Mesel Kulmosa, you can't say that that's the pshat. He tried to coax two people at two different times to worship Avodah Zarah, Tainetem, that would be Eidus Mechedes. Eidus Mechedes is not acceptable on Din HaNefesh. That's what he argues. So he says, you see from the Mishnah the Farish that if you try to convince two people together, you have a Din of Mesis. You don't have the Din of Medinah. That is not so 100% mukhrach, the argument of the Minchas Chinuch. The Pasha Pshat, the Mishnah means it's trying to convince two people together. But if you want to really insist that it means Zesh Eloi B'fnei Zeh, the argument in Halacha that the Minchas Chinuch gave is not necessarily so convincing, because the Gemara said before that Echadin Mamas Vechadin in the Pasha is B'drisha Mechakiru. We started the Lamed Beis Amidah, that's the beginning of the third parak. So the Gemara says that Hilchas Eidus is the same. Mishpatechad Yolohem. The Dinam of Eidus are the same in Mamanus and Nefashis. And the Seder Hadion, the way the Dayan judge, also the same. The Asar Chilukim should be Mamanus and Nefashis. The 10 differences, and 9 out of the 10 differences are really based on in Yonim of Hatzola. The Yitzilah Hoedah. A post from the Schuas, and you need a Rov of Shnayim, and Amalamit Schuas, and a Chazim Alamit Chogon. You need Halonis Adin. All of the 9. One difference is that Mamanus is enough a Bezna. 3 Nefashis, you need a Bezna 23. So that's Xeris HaKos. But the other 9 differences, Mishnah says there are 10 differences between Mamanus and Nefashis. The other 9 differences are all based on the Yonim of Hatzavah, the Yitzilu Eder. So Yitzilu Eder only applies to Din and Nefashis, and Malkus, and Zedi, and Golus. It doesn't apply to Din and Mamanus. What are you going to say to Yitzilu Eder? Why should I give him a break? Reuben and Shimon have a Din Torah. So if I give him a break, he's going to lose. I'll give him a break, he's going to lose. There's always a tzatcha keneged. When you're talking about Malkus, Amisa, or Golus, there's only one person who's the nidon. So the halacha says, Ritzilayda, give him a break, always be mahapet peschusa. Try to give him a break. But my mamanus taisa says, how can you give a break? If you give, if you say Ritzilayda to one, it'll be at the expense of the other one. So that's why Hatzol, Ritzilayda doesn't apply. So one could argue the point, the Bamis, and say, that special din, that Eidus Miyachedus is not acceptable. Din and Nefashis, but indeed a moment is Eidus Miyachedus is good. If one Eid says he broke his window last year and then the window was worth $1,000, the other Eid says that he borrowed $1,000 this year. So, and there's only an Eid Echad on the breaking of the window, there's only an Eid Echad on the Havot, but Atzad HaShem HaShabem, there were two Eidim who say that he owes him $1,000. Maybe he even owes him $2,000. According to one, he owes him $1,000 from breaking the window. According to one, he owes him $1,000 on the Havot. But we don't have two Eidim on $2,000, we have two Eidim on $1,000. And the halacha says that for Mamanus, you accept Eidus Miyachedus. So it could be that that halacha that we don't accept Eidus Miyachedus in the Nefashis is also a part of the Hitzilu HaEidah. It could be that, and the Gemara says, all the Dinim of Hatzola don't apply to Mesis. The Gemara says, the Chilufei B'Mesis, and Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Gemara says, all the 9 Chilufim. The halacha that you need a Bezna of 23, that's a din and din and fashion. That has nothing to do with Hatzavah. So that din applies to Mesis also. But all of the 9 differences between Mamanus and the Fashas, because of the Hitzilu Eid, you go out of your way to give the fellow a break, So the Gemara says all of those dinim, that's about 15 lines from the top of Lamed Gimel on the base. So the Gemara says, Amar Aksim Barashi, the chiluk for the meisis, because it says Lasachma Lasachasol. You don't give many grace. So one could really argue the point and say that Eidus Miuchedes is no good in Nefashis, is no good in Malkus, is no good in Golus, but it is good in Mominus. It could be that the reason why it's no good in Malkus and in Misa and in Golus is because the Pashpashat is Biyachad. Yeah? Okay.
That's the thing where when you want to catch a Mesis, that you hide two people in the other room. So
why? Let's say he tried to convince me to worship Abhidhazar. He thinks that he can convince me easily. And I want to give him Isa. So I tell to aid him to hide.
Why two?
One would be enough. One should be enough to sit there. Mistama, one is enough. Why does it say, Machminim lo eidim, machuri hager there? If one is there, the Nisas can be one of the eidim. That's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. Why does it say machmin? Why does it say you have to hide two eid machuri together? All you have to hide is one eid, and the other eid will be here. So you say, because that goof is eid is miyachedes, because the two eidim are not roim zeh zeh. Okay. It's an interesting point. You see, for the Mishnah, the eid is miyachedes is not acceptable. The two kinds of eid is miyachedes. One kind of eid is miyachedes, they're made on a different act of chilul Shabbos. One says he was machal Shabbos 9 in the morning, the other one says machal Shabbos 2 in the afternoon. Then there's another kind of eid is miyachedes, that's the Gemara Makis. But they're both seeing the same Maisa Avera. Echad Roi Machal and Zeb, Echad Roi Machal and Zeb, Eishem Roi Zeb, Zeb. If the two Edom don't see each other, the Gemara calls that also Edis Miuchedis. And also, that's no good in the Fashis, and it is good in Mammas. So you see, so you type it from the Mishnah, you see, is there a requirement for Rav? Let's say it's Mal Ben Chaver Bifnei Echor. So it doesn't have that special
thing.
Bifnei Rav. Could be.
So is he retreat or you can just go with 10?
Mechorina? I don't even know if he retreat. It's an interesting shot.
I did a breaking confidentiality. That's also the fish lecture.
Is there a requirement for Rav? Let's say it's Mal Ben Chaver Bifnei Echor. So it doesn't have that special thing. Bifnei Rav. Could be.
So is he retreat or you can just go with 10?
Mechorina? Mechorina? I don't even know if he retreat. It's an interesting shot.
I did a breaking confidentiality. That's also the special thing.
Gemara's Loshniya, Milson and Nesamba, Bapi Tlosson. Lays Be Mishum Lishmi, it doesn't say Rabbi, yeah, just said Bapi Tlosson, the presence of three people. The Gemara assumes because it'll already become public knowledge, a different has the why. Because it'll already become public knowledge. Anyway, that's what the Minchas Chinuch thinks Lamaskon. He thinks that the correct chiluk is that Amesis, if it's Amesis a Yochid, one or two, and if it's a Mesis, he tries to coax three people or more to worship over the Zohar, that's a different parasha, that's Midiach. Midiach is a different pasuk, that's the Gemara Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. A Mesis is a pasuk, Anasham Yishnu V'Yiro, V'lo Yizidno, a specific law for Mesis, and the law for Midiach is in Gansin a different law. Shem Elachim HaMes HaSkir Lo Yisham HaPicha. In fact, on that Gemara, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that we just said, that the dinim of Hatzolah do not apply to Mesis, that's the Lashon HaGemara. So Gemara has a Machlokes Amaroyim. How do you know that the Inyoni Hatzolah do not apply to Mesis? That's on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So one Amora says, it's based on the Pasuk by Mesis, that says Lasachmon Lasachasalov. And the next Amora says it's based on the Pasi Ki Harek Targev. It's beta by Mesis. It's both by Mesis. So is there any difference between this Pasik and that Pasik? So the Yosameach suggests in one place on the Rambam, he suggests maybe Lachapanach Kamina for Mediach. Not all the Dinam of Mesis necessarily carry over to Mediach. It's a different law. We had on some of Gimel Mesis, Dinam are different. So it could be, he claims that there's a Machlekes Amorayim. All the Inyanim HaHatzalah, the nine halachas that you go out of your way to give the fellow a break. In the court case, maybe that's only by Mesis, maybe by Mediach, you don't go out of your way to... The reverse. By Mesis is an exception to the rule, you don't go out of your way to give him a break, you just treat it like the Imam is. But what about Mediach? Maybe Mediach is the same as all other than the Foshas, that you do go out of your way to give him a break. Or maybe Mediach is the same as Mesis. So the Yosameach thinks that should depend on the drashas of Sukkot, which is the pasuk. Anyway, the Mishnah clearly says that there's a difference between the two. In halacha, we know that there's a difference. The medichi irani dachas, the mediach es harabim, the mediach es harabim is only chayv misa if the whole city has a din of irani dachas. That's what the Rambam quotes from the Gemara. If you mediach three people or more, you only get misa if these three people are going to be nidum with a din of irani dachas. If three people are not going to have a din of irani dachas, so the guy's always going to be off the hook. If your mesis is a yochid, one or two people, the mesis is chayv skila. The mediach is a machlekes hatanan, whether it's skila or chenik. It doesn't say beferish in the pasuk. It just says a mediach is the irani dachas. It says the medichim also get an oinish misa. It doesn't say which oinish misa. So the Gemara has the machlekes hatanan here. Right after, on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, right after the first Mishnah. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, where it says, by the tiny letter Zayin, the Ayin Mishpat has a tiny letter Zayin, yes. It says, Medicha Yirin Yidach is Beskiler of Shimon Amud Bechenek. It's a Machlekes HaTanayim. What Ayin Shmisa do they get? Shimon says they don't get Skiler. It's different. It's a different Lav, and it's a different Ayin Shmisa. We happen to pass them that it's also the Skiler. According to Rab Shimon, it's a dance in a different Ayin of Chenek. And the Rambam quotes from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, the Medichi Irani Dachas only get the Oynish of Skila, the Rambam passed in Skila, not Chenik, they only get the Oynish if the Irani Dachas has the status of Irani Dachas. If it doesn't have the status, then they don't get the Oynish. They don't get the Oynish Skila, then they're Potter. If he would have been a Mesis Soliachid, he would have been Chayv Mis, even if he doesn't succeed in convincing the fellow to worship Abed Izar. And by Mediach Es HaRabim is a special din, only if the people are Nidon, only if the people that he's working on are nidon with the dina of irani dachas. So in Gans and different dina. It would appear that not. And Midir HaSarabim is a different lab and a different aloha. So in Gans and a different aloha. Yeah.
Does he have to speak to all of them together or one at a time?
What shaykh all together? I don't think so. How can he speak to the whole city?
That's his question. He speaks to one of the Mesis, he speaks to somebody else. So he loses that status of the Mesis. Like that Rashash.
Stomp. Once he convinces the Rav Ha'ir to worship Abed Azar, then his status changes to become a Medir. That's what it seems like. Lachar, that's what it seems like. No, I don't think so. I'll be fast because you don't need to interpret it. Lachar enough. Here the Gemara on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes about 10 lines after the first Mishnah. So the Gemara quotes the Tanya, a Braisa. Hoshak al Chavi Mishra v'atayra, the Braisa is drawing a contrast between Mesis as opposed to all the other people who are Chavi Mishra. This Braisa we already had a long time ago and in the first period we had. This was on Daf Ches on the base. This Braisa was on Daf Ches on the base. It's here it says. On Daf Ches on the base, 10 lines from the bottom, and it says on the side, it's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin Peragut. So it says that there are several differences between a Mesis as opposed to other Chavi Mises. All other Chavi Mises, Sharko Chavi Mises, Shabbatara, Eni Mises, Mosmela, Be'eda, Be'edim, Be'hasra. And a Mesis doesn't need all of that. A Mesis doesn't need Eidu v'Eidu v'Hasro. And Shai Chaji Mises Shabbat Torah, Eimach Minim Aleihem. let's say, if someone is Mechal Shabbos, and I warn him, you better not be Mechal Shabbos. I'm going to bring in a bezin. We're going to give you a skila. He says, I don't care. Give me skila. I don't care. And he doesn't know that Eid Echad is not enough to give skila. So let's say there are two Eidim watching. Say, Eid Echad is talking not enough, so I can't give skila. But let's say there are two Eidim who are looking through the window, and the fellow who's Mechal Shabbos is not even aware that these two Eidim are watching. So the Braisa says that that's not acceptable. It's only a good Eidis to give an Einish Misa Malkus if the Baal HaAveira is aware of the fact that the Eidim are present. If he doesn't know that there are Eidim there, then it's not enough of a Mezid. He has to be aware of the fact that the Eidim are present and that these two Eidim will be able to bring the Bezin and get the Bezin to give the Einish Misa. The only one exception to the rule where you can give an Einish Misa based on Eidis where the Eidim are hiding and the Baal HaAveira is not even aware that they're present is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Machminim La'Eidim, by the Mezid. Why? Because the Mesir Shteit Adin was Sachma v'loy Sechasi. You go out of your way to give him an Ayin Shmisa. So that's one long Tosef in Perek Yud. It says, Shari v'chayvi Mesir Shabbatar, all other people v'chayvi Mesir, you have to have Hasroa. And you cannot have Eidim hiding, the Baal HaAveira has to be aware that the Eidim are watching. As opposed to Mesir, you don't need Hasroa. And Machmir Mesir Eidim is also acceptable. So this is Grada, we learned already. This is a machlekes Rashi, and sounds like a machlekes Rashi and Tosis on Daf Ches on the base. What does that mean? That by the Mesis Yitaka don't need Hasro? That's what it means, Kipshuta, you don't need Hasro. So that's how Rashi seems to learn. That by Mesis there's no requirement for Hasro. How can that be? It's an exception to the rule. In Kovatar Kuli, you don't give any Misa or Malkus unless there was Hasro. And Mesis is the one and only exception to the rule. So when we learned Daf Ches, we pointed out it's not really so. There were all four seem to be exceptions to the rule. That brisa that we just had on Pei Tes Amud Aleph, five lines before the second Mishnah on Pei Tes Amud Aleph, where the brisa said, Arbor, Tzrichim Hachroza, there were four people that before the Bezin gives the Yonish Misa, or after they give the Yonish Misa, they have to announce, Ploini Niskal, the Bezin shall Ploini, because he did such and such an Aveira. You have to have Hachroza, all of those four, where the Misa is really to serve as a deterrent. It's not really an Yonish Lishavar. We need to serve as a deterrent lahabo. So all of those four would appear from Rashi that you don't need Hasra on any of them. The Mesis, according to Rashi, doesn't need Hasra. And Sorah Mar is also a machlek is Rashi. The Rambam Rashi Shita says that you don't need Hasra. The Rambam holds that you do. So Akamamri is a Gemara, and Eidim Zavim is a Gemara and Tzubas. All four of these characters don't need Hasra. So it could be that that's Hatzara Shavashabem. You only need Hasra where the Oynish is given, the Oynish Misa is given as a punishment for his having done an aver of the shaver. He did an aver for which he deserves an Einish Misa. So if they gave him Hasra, that makes the aver into an aver very much bemazed. It's very amazed. If they gave him Hasra and he says, Afal Pichen, he's going to do it anyway. I want to do it anyway. That's very much bemazed. But these four people, the Einish that he gets, is not really, he doesn't really deserve the Einim Zemimim was attempted. They tried to get away with a shtickle. And the Ben Sarimah is Al-Shem Seifoi. And the Zakamami also, they was up for cats, and no one's going to listen to him anyway. They're going to listen to the Bez Magadol. And the Mesis, he tried to convince me to worship Abba Dizon, he didn't succeed. So all four really are Nerag Al Shem Sova, that's the Tzad HaShem, that's why they all need Hachrozit. So that could be, according to Rashi, why all four of these people don't need Hasro. Rashi on Chesed and Bey seems to learn Kipshuto. You don't need Hasro. Tosfos on Chesed and Bey said it's not true. It's not true that you don't need Hasro. Pshat is you don't need a full, open, explicit hasro. They don't have to say, you better not try to convince me to worship Abed Zorah. I'm going to bring it to Desmond, and I'm going to give you an Ayin Eskilo. So you're going to say that, so the guy's not going to be maces me. So the Mishnah says, Machminim lo yedim, and you give around the bad hasro, you don't give an explicit hasro. What does the fellow say? When he tries to convince someone to worship Abed Zorah, so the Mishnah says on Samach Zayinam and Allah from the first part, like Huay Maloy, and the Nisas should respond back to the Mesis. What are you talking? Hech Naniach Haselakenu Shabashemayim, Vneelach Vnavad Eitzim Lavonim. How can you do such a thing? But we're all Jewish. How can you worship Abba Dizar? You don't tell him. You don't have to tell him. How can you convince me to worship Abba Dizar? I'm going to give you skila, and then the guy's going to say Afal Pichein. I don't care. No. You make on the din of Hasra. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, you do need Hasra. Could be that Tosfos disagrees on all four. Eidim Zemimim is a Gemara and Ksubas that you don't need Hasra. But the other three are, and Zakamami is also a Gemara that's Kemat Beferish. Zakamami does need Hasra. The other two are questionable. The the Mesis with the Bensora Mora, that's a machlokes. The Tosis learns Achesam Beis that the Mesis also needs Hasra. When it says in the Mishnah, Hechna Niachas Alakenu Shabashmai Venel Hanab, it's my bottom, that is the Hasra. What it means is, Lo Sachma Velo Sachasol, what it said in Lamed Gimel and Beis, that you don't give any breaks to the younger Abbey Wait to give a break to the Mesis. So, as far as the Mesis is concerned, that's enough of a Hasra. All other people, you have to bend over backwards to give them a break. So we say it's only called the Hasra if you were very explicit. You better not do that Avera. We're going to bring it to Bez. We're going to give you an Oynish Skila. We're going to give you an Oynish Chenik, straight or whatever. And we quote the Pasuk and so on. And he says, I don't care, Achol Pichein, I'm going to do the Avera anyway. Give me the Oynish Misa. So we're very machmir in the issue of Hasra in order to be Mekel, in order to give him a break. You don't go out of your way, you're not mechuyif to give him a break. So that's how Taisis learns. That's how Taisis learns. That this Hechna Nichas Alakeinu Shabashamayim, this itself is the Hasra. See, according to Taisis, we understand the next line in the Mishnah. It says the second white line on Samos Ayinim and Aleph. He tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. And then I say, Hechna Nichas Alakeinu Shabashamayim Nelchan Avodah Zarah. So it says, Imchoy Zaboy. If he says, okay, you're right, maskin. I feel bad. I'm not going to convince you to worship of Zos. It says, Hareza Mutav, he's off the hook. You don't give him the Oynish Misa. So according to Tosfos, that this Hechna Neoch Avinu Shabbat Shemayim Neoch Nabit is the Hasra. So you can't give Misa for the Hasasa that he did before, because it was done without Hasra. If he'll continue the Hasasa after the Hasra, then he'll get an Oynish Misa. But the Shadon, according to Rashi, that Rashi on Daf Chesam Beis sounds like he holds that by all four don't need Hachrozah, don't need any Hasra, that's what they all have in common. So by Mesis, you don't need any Hasra. So why does it say in Chozaba Hareza Mutav? Well, he backs out to it, he already was Mesis me. He tried to coax me to worship Avodah Zarah. So if he backs out, it's like backing out from Avodah Zarah to the demon. Well, that's a Gemara in the end of the Dara. The Gemara says in the end of the Dara, on Daf Pei Zayin, that if a person is Megadeh for Avodah Zarah, he has Charata, Turk the Dibur, the Chazor Tefet Edibur doesn't pater him from the Oynish Miso for worshipping Avodah Zarah, for being Megadav. So you're going to say Chazor Tefet Edibur helps to back out from Mesis. Why should that be so? So Mestam, according to Rashi, the Pshat is not that it helps to back out. It's not backing out from Mesis. The definition of Mesis is that he keeps on pressuring me. If he just says, what do you say, let's go worship Avodah Zarah, I say, what are you, crazy? Then he says, okay, forget it. So that's not called, by definition, that's not called the Mesis. But if he says, no, let's go worship Avodah Zarah, and I say, what are you talking about, all Yidden? I say, no, you have to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's by definition, that's the definition of a Mesis. He's persistent. Even though I try to resist, and he keeps on insisting, so that's the definition of Mesis. And Chosba HaReza Mutu, because he didn't do an act of Hasasa. Hasasa means that he's persistent in the act of Hasasa. According to Taisa, it's not that he has to be persistent, just saying once is already an act of Hasasa. But you have to have a Hasra. So the first time he tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah, there was no Hasra. There was no prior Hasra. But if you give a Hasra, so then in Chozba Reza Mutav, he didn't do the Avera after the Hasra. But if we'll say again a second time, that will be the Avera done with Hasra. So the Pashtus says that it's probably a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what that din is based on. Chozba Reza Mutav, why is it that it's Reza Mutav? Is it because it's not an act according to Rashi? By definition, it's not called an act of hasas. It's only called the mesis if he's persistent. And according to Tosfos, it's not a word that he has to be persistent. No, even if he just says likely, mildly is also an act of hasas. Chaz b'muta, because there was no hasro. Because mesis also needs hasro called it. He says it's improper. So you're saying, how can you do such a thing? But we're all Jewish. It doesn't make sense. It does as long as that. By Mesis, we don't go out of our way to give him a break. So that's enough of a Hasra. That's how Tosfos interpret. That's enough of a Hasra.
Is there any other place where you
have a Hasra
without
Magid? That you have a Hasra? No. This is the one and only one. Alpi Pashtos. There is a strange Tosfos in Chavra, yeah. Chavra Machlok is with a Tzara Hasra. We had that also on Daf Chet. There is a strange Tosfos in the first Daf in Tmurim There is a Mishnah, you're not permitted to take a behemas korban and take a behemas chul and say, harezu tachazu. We discussed a couple of weeks ago about the din of tmur. So the Mishnah says, what if the person made tmura? So he gets malchus for violating the avera. The original korban remains kodesh, and the chulin becomes nitfas b'kdushas tmura. So there's a Mishnah later in tmura, Tosfos quotes it on the first daf on Beis Amidah. The Mishnah later in tmura that says, it does make a difference whether he did the tmura b'shogig of a mezid, same did. What do you mean same did? He gets malchus b'shogig? So it's 2 days in Tosfos. So one day in Tosfos says, yeah. He gets Malkus B'shegeh. Mamish, he didn't know that it's an Avera. He thought it's permissible. He gave his Magdish by mistake this skinny animal. Then he sees a skinny baby. He wants to make better. So he takes a big fat Gizunta baby. He wants to substitute the big fat one. So did the skinny one. He didn't know that it's an Avera. He thought he's doing a mitzvah. So Taisis has one day that when the Mishnah says later in tomorrow, it doesn't make a difference. B'shegeh give amazing. You give him Malkus B'shegeh. Mamish no Hasrua. B'shegeh? And then the Iker day Alpi Pashto says, nah, the Mishnah means that the Tmura is Chal. Even though the Aver was done B'Shoigig and he certainly doesn't get any Malkus, but nonetheless, the Malkus is going to get anyway. That's the Pashim shot. But Tosfos had this popular opinion and among the Balian Tosfos that you can get Tmura, you can get Malkus, B'Shoigig. There's such a Ramam, a Peledig Ramam in the Pirush HaMishnais, and the first Mishnah is Shabbos. The Rambam talks Shalom in Indian over there. He starts roaming around the Shasa. He talks about Abu al Shifcha Harufa. It's also Mishnayis and Krisis. So the din by Shifcha Harufa is that the boil Shifcha Harufa, if she would have been a full fledged Eshtashish, she would have been Misa. But she's only a Shifcha Harufa, Necharetas Tish. So he, Bein B'Shegig, Bein Mezid, the Pasuk says, he brings Asham, Shifcha Harufa. Usually, you only bring a carbon if you did an aver b'shogeg. But the Mishnah has it increases. Abba mevim carbon ala mezid k'shogeg. There are four people who bring a carbon even though the aver was violated by mezid. So one of them is the Asham Shivcha Harufa. It does make a difference whether b'shogeg or mezid. And then the Mishnah says, and the Gemara elaborates, then increases the Asham Shivcha Harufa, the carbon Asham. That's only the boil gets a break. But the Nevelis, the Shivcha Harufa, it says, she gets Malkus. Because to you, she gets Malkus. So if you put the two together, it says she gets Malkus, sure, and he gets Osham, and it doesn't make a difference for Shogi Gomimeda. So what does make a difference? The boil is Chayat, Asham, Shivcha Harufa, it doesn't make a difference. But the Nevelis gets Malkus, Shogi Gomimeda. How can it be? Where do you give Malkus? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis writes like that. And it's not a misprint. That's how it says in the new translation also. That's what it says. And the Rambam, the Yad Chazaka, doesn't have that. But in the Pirush HaMishnayis, on Krisis, he doesn't have it. Just in the first Mishnah in Shabbos, he writes like that. But these are awkward. This, the Tosfos in Tmura, there's a Pelot de Kezach. The Tosfos holds a popular sheet in Tosfos that one of those Tmura B'Shoigeh gets Malkus, and the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis is also a Pelot. How can you give an Oynash Aguf if the person violated B'Shoigeh? Now, why do you have to have a Hasroah? By Mesis, Tosfos says, we'll make, or Rashi says, you don't need any Hasroah. Tosfos says, no, you need Hasroah. But since there's a din of sachma, so we say any hasra called who's good enough, and this is ginuk, this is not hasra. Hech na niach has alakeinu shabashmai v'nevach menavir avarizor.
You don't have to say hech
na niach by when you said it in front of two. You don't even have to say hech na niach? How can I? I don't think so. That you don't need hech na niach. No, by the one, you have to have machminim, so you have to have machminim, so that you have to do enough that the Yadim who are hiding, Achuri Agera, should be able to hear. But if you have, even if you have the Zayma Lishnai, you still have to have Hech Naniach. Either according to Tosfos, that's the Hasroah, that's the Bimkoim Hasroah. According to Rashi, that's the Hasasa. The Hasasa has to be with persistence. I don't think so. I think the Pasha says that applies in the previous case as well. Here, the Gemara has a machloikas hatanoim. What's the din of Nabi Shehidiach? The two parshas in Chumash, both in Re'ed, there's a din ki yisitz chachicha veni mecha or reach asher kenap shechaleim if someone tries to coax you to worship Abu Dazar. Then it says, right before that, Vayech, the kiyokum, the kibucha Nabi, or chalim chalom, and asana bacha osam alfeis, or boho, islam alfeis, and then he tries to convince you to worship Abu Dazar. So it says that he gets an Einish Mises. So he tries to coax you to worship Abu Yazara, that he's a Mesis. That he's a Mesis. So he's, but he's a Nabi. He says, it, I got a Nevuah. And he establishes himself as a... Stomach crackpot walks in and he says he's a Nabi. So that's not called a Nabi. Nabi means... Ras Alucha Osem Mof is a Boho Isvam Mofis. He establishes himself as a Nabi. That's called a Nabi Mufzor. Stop, a guy comes in, he says that he got a Nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shalom that X, Y, Z. That I should stop this year at 9:24. He says, I'm a why should I stop at 9:24? I'm not before you to listen to it. Unless he shows an Osem Mofis and he establishes himself as a Nabi. He says, then I have to listen on anything. He tells me I should stay this year till 10:30. I should stop this year now. Whatever he says, you have to listen. He tells you to be Mahal Shabbos. This Shabbos says a Harasha. You have to listen. Even... Lakar, Elof Tishmon, even Lavra al Dibetara, Maharasha. You have to listen to the Nabi. But the Gemara says that's only if he's on Paytas on the face. The Gemara says it has to be a Nabi Muxik. He has to bring an Osa Mofis, not Stam. I remember once on a Shabbos morning, there was some stranger who came into the yeshiva. So he started putting on tefillin. So Rav Lipschitz walked over to him and he said, we saw the Meshuggah, but we didn't know who he was. We didn't want to have any Shaykhahs. So Rav Lipschitz walked over, always very gelassen. And he says, and the fellow didn't speak Yiddish, he starts speaking Ivrit to him. So he says, Azeh, Yom Shabbat, Lo Meichet Tefillin. So he tells him in Hebrew, he got a Nevuah last night, that he should put on Tefillin today. He knows that Shabbat's got a Nevuah. And Lipschitz asked him, was the Nevuah in English or in Hebrew? So he says, it was in English. He says, Atat Toher, Nevuah Tzvichal Yod B'Yirit. He took off the Tefillin. He told him the Nevuah has to be in Hebrew. I don't know. Does he say that? I don't know. Does anything is up? So he took off the Tefillin. That was the end of the story. So there is a din. So the Parsha gives that marshal. The fellow comes and he says he's a Navi and establishes himself as such a boho Islamic face. And then with the Korach and the Nevuah, it's a Zeilof Tishmon. You have to listen. So he tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is the one exception to the rule that you don't listen to him, even if he tells you. If he tells the Navi establishes himself as a Navi, says, from now on the laws of Kashrus don't apply. So the Gemara says, Leila Biyadua, that he's a Navi Asherka. The Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to change the Dinim. He can tell me that the laws of Kashrus don't apply today. The laws of Shabbos don't apply this coming Shabbos, or I grow a show. But if he tells me, the laws of Shabbos, Me'ata Ve'Roilam, the laws of Shabbos don't apply. So that's Islam and Christianity. That's the Rambam's Moshav. That's a Novi Asheker. And Liyo Bahar Kamlo, Hirosho, he says, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to bring Korban Shchut Echutz on this one occasion, so then you listen to it. But if it comes to the Yoiker, that's the Mishnah and the Gemara on Peites. So the Gemara says, if the Novi establishes himself as a Novi with an Osamophis, and he tells you to invest in AT&T, or don't invest in AT&T, whatever he tells you to do. He tells you to do an Aver Elohai Rosh Hashanah, so you have to listen. But if he tells you, Takanov, he tells you to put on tefillin on Shabbos, and you got the Nevuah B'Losh Nakodesh, so you got to listen to him, sure? That's what he tells you, you got to listen. But what happens if he tells you to be Oiker Mitzvah Min HaTorah Mikol Vakol, so then be Yodua, that is in Novi HaSheker, or if he comes to tell you to worship Avodah Zarah, even Elohai Rosh Hashanah, that's also be Yodua, that is in Novi HaSheker. So that's what the Pasuk says. And then it tries to convince you to worship Avodah Zarah. So it says that you give him an Einish Misha. So it doesn't say which Einish Misha does he get. The visit din of Navi Asheker, let's say a Navi comes and he gives an Einish Misha and he fools me into believing that he's a Navi. The whole thing is a fake. Fools me into believing that he's a Navi. And he tells me I should eat treifas tonight. He showed an awesome office. He tells me, only tonight. From now on, you have to keep kosher. Only tonight. And I listen to him. I don't listen. It doesn't make a difference. And then later on, we catch him that the whole thing was a fake. So the din is that a Navi Asheker is Chayiv Chenek. That's a Mishnah. Chayiv Chenek. So here is a Machlek, there's a Pshimah and a Rabbanon. What's the din of a Navi Shehidiyah? The Navi shows an awesome office, and it comes true, and it looks to us that it's authentic. You see, he has established himself as a Huchsat Navi. He stops himself as, that's the only way. That's the only way. The Rambam poses a question. If the Osam Ofis may turn out to be a mistake, so what good is it in the first place? Why do you have to listen to the Navi? Why is the Rebbe Adin available to Shmon? It may turn out the whole thing was a hoax. So he says, what can you do? Let's say two Adim come and they testify that Reuven is Machal Shabbos and he deserves Skila. And we give him a Skila. It may turn out that two Adim are lying. It may turn out that years later we'll ascertain that the whole thing was Shekhar. So what can you do? So the Rambam says that that's the halacha. The Torah says you rely on the Birur of Edom, even though it's possible that they're telling a lie. So the same over here. The Torah says you rely on the Osam Mofis that he established himself as a Navi Emes, even though we know that it may be a sheker. That's the halacha, that that's considered a biru. If it turns out a sheker is a sheker, Fafan, what can you do? We're not sure. So Yoshke doesn't shtim with the Gemara. Gemara says that they killed the Yoshke, but it doesn't seem to be the same generation as the famous Yoshke Hagadua. The Gemara has Yoshke was killed as a Mesis. As a Mesis, yeah, and they had Hachrozit. The Gemara says they had to have Hachrozit advertised all over that he was that he's getting Misa because of as a Mesis. Mesis is one of the four of Nid Hachrozit. That's how it says in the Gemara before, that Yoshke, but it's a different Yoshke. Because the Yoshke, the famous Yoshke, was crucified. That's not from the Mises Bez. So he wasn't killed by the Bez. It was a different Yoshke who was killed by the Bez.
Says he was killed.
By the Bez?
By Bez.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Bez. That's what the Gemara says, but the Gemara seems to be talking about a different Yoshke from the famous one. I don't know. There's a famous book in English. The title of the book is Who Killed Yoshke? And it says Solomon's Icon. Sharpa, who killed Jesus? Solomon's Icon. He's the author of the book. That's not the answer to the question. That's the author of the book. But some people read it as the answer to the question. So here there's a machlokes hatanoim in the Braisan Samach Zayinim and Aleph. What's the din of the Navi Shehidiyah? Says in that parsha, Bo hois van my face, and he convinces you to worship Abed Zayin. Not allowed to listen, and you give him an Einish, and it doesn't say which Einish. Which Einish? So the Gemara has on Peites and the Beis, the Gemara has the whole Machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanim. Shimon says you learn it in such a way that the Novi Shehidiyach gets Chenek. And the Chachamim say no, Novi Shehidiyach gets Skila. So the Pashup Shat, the way we pass on Lalacha, Novi Shehidiyach is the Skila, it's not a new din, Novi Shehidiyach the Skila, it's the same old din that we knew all along. There's a din of Mesis, that a Mesis gets Skila, so the Novi Shehidiyach is also the same thing. It's also on Mesis that he gets skewed. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik has a Dvar Torah in this new sefer that they just put out, the collection of letters from Rav Soloveitchik. So he has a letter that he wrote to his uncle on this topic. So he shows from the Gemara that that's not the Pshat. That the, even though we paskin like Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Navi Shidich is in Gansen and do din. Navi Shidich is Bechenek instead of being beskewed. It's a different parsh. A different din, not identical with Mesis. Even the way we pass him, Navi Shidich of this kilo, it's also a new din. It's not the same old din. The same old din as Mesis. So he says, not true. If you look at the Gemara there, Peites and Beis going over to Tzadik Amin Aleph, so the Gemara has there a machlokes between Rav Chizde and Rav Hamnuna. That goes like this. Rav Hamnuna is about 10 lines in, on Tzadik Amin Aleph, right after it says, Vinitatztem, Tirgum Rav Chizde Vinitatztem. Then it says Rav Hamnuna Omar. Rav Hamnuna says that the Chachamim say Navi Shehidiach is Biskila, even if the Navi is trying to convince me that from now on I shouldn't keep kosher. That's not a basis. Let's say someone tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. That's basis. Basis Avodah Zarah is the parshan of Chumash Kisiskach Ben Mecha Delchom Nafalim Acherim. To worship Avodah Zarah. So that's a din of Mesis that it gets killed. What if someone tries to convince me not to keep kosher from now on? So it's lifting evil is seek the Mishal, so he deserves an Einish. He doesn't have the din of Mesis? So the Gemara says there, Rav Hamnuna is of the opinion that the Shitas Chachamim, the Reb Shimon, that the Navi Shehidiach is killed, and Lav Davki Hidiach Avodah Zarah. Even if Navi tries to convince me that from now on I shouldn't keep kosher, with the Koyach HaNevuah, he gives an awesome office to the Koyach HaNevuah. So he says, according to the Chachamim, it'll be Skila there. So that's a new din. That's not identical with the din of Mesis. And even though we don't paskin like that, even though the first opinion Rav Chizde disagrees with Rav Hamnuna, here he says Rav Hamnuna, the machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, it's Chenek Skila, is Be'oikar Aguf Be'im Avodas Chacham Be'im Mishar Mitzvahs. He's Be'oikar Kol Aguf. He says from now on you don't have to keep kosher. So the Chachamim, the Rav Shimon say that the Navi Shehidiach will be Chayv Skila. That's not Mesis, that's a new din. And even though we don't pass him, like him, we pass him like Rav Chizde, that the din of Navi Shehidiach is Biskila is only by Avodah Zarah. So Rav Chizde says, Tirgum or Rav Chizde, Vinitatztem. The line right before that, around 10 lines from the top. He says that the Navi Shehidiach is Biskila not only if he convinces me to worship Avodah Zarah, He convinces me to violate the mitzvah seser v'nitastem. There's a mitzvah in the Chumash that you have to destroy biur avay dezorim. In Eretz Yisrael, you have abay tiyabdur. Abay rachakach tiyabdur. You have to search out all avay dezorim, destroy all avay dezorim. Sorach l'sharish achareh. That's the Lashon HaGemara. In the Chutz Lars, the Gemara says, not mechuyev. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to have shmor al nitayon haaretz. You have to keep the country clean. You shouldn't throw garbage in the street, and you shouldn't have avay dezorim around. And if there's any avay dezorim anywhere, you have to get rid of it, even though it's not in your backyard. You have to be Misharish only Avodah Zarah from all of Eretz Yisrael to clean out Eretz Yisrael. Chutz Lord, not Mechuyif to clean up Chutz Lord. If I have a house that has a Getchke in it, so then I have to destroy the Avodah Zarah. Not Zorach L'Sharish Achra. It's not my country, I'm not Mechuyif to go search out all the Avodah Zarahs. So that's a din. That passage, you have to destroy Avodah Zarah. So let's say someone comes and he tries to convince me I should stop keeping kosher. So he doesn't have a din of maces. Only if he tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. What if he tries to convince me, oh, you don't have to destroy the getchkes. Let's say I bought this beautiful home with a garden that's full of getchkes from the days of the Indians, full of getchkes over there. And the rabbi tells me I have to destroy all the getchkes. And this guy says, yeah, come on, it's pretty, it's nice, it's... We should remember the society and the culture and whatever and whatever. And he tries to convince me not to fulfill the mitzvah of any tachas. So he doesn't have a din. He's even a city mission. But he doesn't have a din of maces. He didn't try to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. But if he would be a Navi Shehidiyach to violate when he touched them, so Rav Chisda also asked him that there's a chiyuv skila. So you see that they both hold. According to Rav Shimon says Navi Shehidiyach is Bechenik. So it's a ganz in a different thing. Navi Shidich is Bechenik is identical with Navi Asheker. Navi Asheker is Bechenik. That's the Mishnah, not Peitas Menal. Navi Asheker is Bechenik. So Rav Shimon holds a Navi who tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah has a din of Navi Asheker, he gets Chenik. He doesn't get Skila. He doesn't have a din of Mesis. Even though we don't paskin like him, we paskin like the Chachamim, it doesn't mean that a Navi Shidich has this plain old Mesis. No, it's not true. Rav Hamnuna says in the Gemara, even if he tries to convince me from now on not to keep kosher, there's also Navi Shidiach is Beskilo. Beskilo. Even though that's not a regular din of Mesis. And even according to Rav Chisda, who says if he tries to convince me on some other area of Halacha, the Chachamim would not, there wouldn't be a din of Navi Shidiach Beskilo, but if it's within the area of Avodah Zarah, even if it's not to worship Avodah Zarah, he's convinced me to not to fulfill the mitzvah, then he touched them. There's also a din of Navi Shidiach Beskilo. So you see, Beferish. Everybody agrees. Bein Rav Shimon, Bein Rabban, Bein Rav Chisda, Bein Rav Hamnuna. Everybody agrees that Navi Shidich is a new parsha. It's a nisa b'taras Navi Yashaker. It's a different loisese in the Chumash. It's not the loisese of Mesis. It is not the loisese of Nidiach. It's in ganz in a different loisese of Navi Yashaker, not to give an avur b'taras Sheker. That's Rav Soloveitchik points out. This was a letter that he sent to his uncle, Rav Menachem Karkovsky, published a chibur on the Rambam, the early sections of the Rambam. The Sefer is called Avodas HaMelech. So Rabbi Yoshe Ber, Zechon Levracha, had access to Kisvei Yad in Berlin of the Rambam. So his uncle was interested in knowing any shinuyim. Are there any differences between the manuscripts of the Rambam? Now you have in the Frankel Rambam, they have all the shinuyim nuschas. At that time it wasn't available. So he wrote to his uncle every single shinuyim nuschah between the Rambam as we have it and Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The uncle Sefer started in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. And the uncle quotes him a few times in the Sefer about the Shinui Nischois. So one of the Shinui Nischois is the following. In the Rambam, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, so he writes that there's a lava of Mesis and there's a lava of Mediach. He quotes the Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel on Beis. The lava of Mediach is Harabim, is the Pasuk in Mishpatim. Shem Alamachem, Las Haskir, Le Nisham Apicha. The lava of Mesis is the Pasuk in Parshas Mesis and Parshas Rei. V'chol Yisrael Yishmu Viro. V'lo Yizid Dino. So the Rambam, as we have it in our editions of the Rambam, it says the lav of Hedyot Shehisis, a non-Novi. Hedyot Shehisis, the lav is Hanisham Yishmi Virov Loizidno. And in the Kisvei Yad, in the manuscript, it says Hasar LeMesis Minai. This is the lav of Mesis. It doesn't distinguish between Hedyot Shehisis and Novi Shehisis. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. L'chore, the manuscript Kisav Yad makes more sense because Halacha LeMaisa. We don't make any difference. It doesn't make a difference at all whether he's a Navi Shehidiyach or a Hedyot Shehidiyach. The Halacha says it's a regular Mesis, it's Biskila. So this is what he points out, it's not true. From the Sugya and Daf Tzadik, you see, Bein l'Rav Chizda, Bein l'Rav Hanuna, Bein l'Rav Shimon, Bein l'Rav Banan, everybody holds that a Navi Shehidiyah has a new din. It's Mitam Navi Hashem, it's a different Isser. So that's why the Rambam in our editions makes more sense. He says, a Hedyot Shehesis, if a non-Navi tries to convince me, to coax me, to worship Abed Azariah, then the law is, Hamasham Yishmavi Rovlo Yizidnot. But if he's a Navi who tries to coax me to worship Abed Azariah because of the Nevuah that he had, then it's a different love. Then it's a love of Navi Asheker. True, sometimes we'll give him skilo. Sometimes we'll give him skilo. But sometimes we won't. We'll give him skilo because he's a Mesis also. But sometimes we won't give him skilo. Sometimes, and even sometimes we'll give him skilo as a Navi Shehidiyah, but it's going to be a different Issa. It's going to be a Betoris Navi, not Betoris Mesis. He's going to convince me not to fulfill the mitzvah of Vinitatskam Mismuchas, not to destroy the Abed Azariah. It's not Betoris Mesis, it's Betoris a new love of Navi Shehidiyah. So that's what he pointed out, that you see from the whole Sugya and Daf Tzadik, that even according to the Chachamim direction, it's a separate Issa, a separate love.
Maybe that's what the Ratzvah is, much more the Ratzvah is. Because
after Yoshki came, the Dina Dorot line.
He said, you don't have to,
that Radvaz, the Pischichua quotes that Allah on the mind. He says, the Nachri holds a gun to my head and he says, eat the chazer or I shoot you. So the din is a pikach nefesh, it's a derech of Yisr of chazer. But he holds a gun to my head and he says, eat the chazer because you know and I know, we all know that Yoshke already came. And Yoshke shang is up, but you don't have to keep kosher. So even though the aver that I'm eating, I'm violating the aver of chazer, that's all. No, but it says no. If the way it's presented to me is that you know that since Yoshke came, the laws of kashrus don't apply anymore, so then by eating the chazer is like an admission of a different religion. So then it's Yahar Gval Yalav. That's what the Radvaz says. Yeah. But he's talking a different thing. This Gemara is talking a different story. The fellow comes and he tries to convince me to eat chazer based on a nevuah that he had. So the Gemara says a possibility that's beskila. Rav Hamnuna holds that's beskila, even according to Rabban. How can it be beskila? That's not Nidin Mesis. Mesis is only if he convinces me to worship Abed Azariah. So true, the Rambam doesn't accept the Rav Hamnuna. The Rambam passes like Rav Chizda, but there's a chiddush even within Rav Chizda. Even though he doesn't convince me to worship Abed Azariah, he convinces me not to fulfill the mitzvah of Biur Abed Azariah. So the Rav Chizda says that's also a din of Navi Shehidiyah. So that's not the regular din of Mesis. You see that they're saying even within the Rabbana, the Rav Shimon, Navi Shehidiyah is a new parsha. It's a new parsha b'toras Navi Asheker. It's a different Issa. It's not the Issa of Mesis Lava Dizor. It's an Issa of Navi Asheker. True, the Yoinish is Skilo, but the Avera that he violated is a totally different Avera. It's an Avera, but there is Navi Asheker. Would be like when he touched them. Yeah, sure. Maybe also. I mean, he tells me he can get Hanoa from Avera Dizor. Probably also similar to Bnei Tatzta. Could also be that it would have this din. Wouldn't have a din of Mesis. Wouldn't have a din of Chorinaz, but it may have this din of Navi Shidich. If he does it, B'Toras Navi can have that din. On this week's Sedra, there's a famous comment that the Rabbeinu Hirsch has in his Pirush Al HaTorah. People check what he writes, but he's quoting on that, he's interpreting a Medrash. The Pasuk says that Yankif and Esav, Vayigdulu Hanorim, Vayyesav Ishi, Adeat Sayyish Sadav, Yankif Ishtam Yoshev Aholim. So there's a famous Medrash that says, Vayigdulu Hanorim, when they became Bar Mitzvah, when a child becomes Bar Mitzvah, then the father says, the Baruch HaBarashat, the Rani B'Yonshin. So that Baruch HaTor Hashem L'Kenim HaHoyelam. The Medrash said, that's the Mokah. Say with Hashem, that's the Mokah. So the Medrash says, Kozman, that they were little children before Bar Mitzvah, they were both learning in the Cheder, couldn't notice a difference between them. They all took the Bechinas, and everybody was learning nicely. When they became Bar Mitzvah, then each one went to a different direction. So what's the Kavan of the Medrash? So Rabbeinu Hirsch understood that the Medrash means to say that the Pasuk is criticizing Yankov Avinu, just like there's a Pasuk criticizing Yitzchak. Just like the Pasuk says later, in the later Parshas and Bereshis, So it says that Yankif Avinu had a favorite son. Yosef was the favorite son. And because he was the favorite son, that's why the other brothers were jealous. And that's why they didn't get along. And that's why they sold him to Mitzrayim. And all the tzaras started from that. So the Pashup Shatim Psukim is that the Psukim are criticizing Yankif Avinu. Most of the Chumash describes the Avram Yitzchak Yankif that to show us these are the models, that the Sefer Yosef is supposed to look up to these people and do and act and lead our lives the way they did. But once in a while the Psukim are criticizing them, it means we should not go the way they did. So the Gemara in Shabbos in the first parak says, Liodim Alishana Odim Bein Bein Abodim. You're not allowed to have a favorite child. You have to not discriminate. You have to treat all the children the same way. You're not allowed to have a favorite child because look at what happened to Yaakov Avinu with Yosef. And that's what caused all of the jealousy in the whole Yitzias, the whole Mechiras Yosef, the whole Yeridah Mitzrayim, was because of that. So Rabbi Hirsch understood that this pasuk in today's Seder also is criticizing Yitzchak Avinu. He didn't notice. He sent the both to the same sheet. He didn't notice that this one was cut out for sitting and learning. He was a masmet gavoa, whatever. He was learning very well. The other one wasn't interested in learning. So he didn't notice that when they were little children. Only when they became bar mitzvah, when he graduated cheder, so then he went to be a wild Indian, and he went to become a big, he went to the kollel, he went to learn on. He should have given them a different chinuch. And he said that he was in violation of the pasuk in Mishlei, chanoch lanar al pi darkar. Every child has to have a different chinuch. He cannot put children into a straitjacket. Cannot force all the children to go to the same yeshiva, and should sit and learn extra hours, because the parents want to get hanoch, we want to be able to bring. My child knows all the sikht, and he knows all the mishnah, he's malpeh. So the question is the kid interested in that? So when the kid is young, HaKadosh Kembrei, he has to do what the parents tell him. But then when he gets a little older, he's going to rebel, he's going to revolt against the parents. So that's what the Rabbi Hirsch interprets, that that's what the Medrash understood over here. He shouldn't have given the same chinuch to Yaakov and to Esav. He says if he would have treated Esav differently, would have given a different chinuch, sent him to a different yeshiva, maybe he would have also grown up to be a nice Jew. He wouldn't be a Tana. He wouldn't be a Yankee Fabino. He wouldn't be one of the others. He'd be a Frumayim. He would be a nice religious Jew. He would use all of his Vildish stick and avoid his HaKadosh. He would be a religious Jew. In Yiddish folklore, they say that the word Tzibur is the Rosh Teiris, Tzadikim, Beinim, and Rishon. The Klal Yisrael, you have to have all kinds. You have to have the Tzadikim, you have to have Beinim, you have to have Rishon also. They're all part of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, called Tainus Tzibur, Shein Bo Mipashi Yisrael. Ain't a tiny sibur. There are times in the year that you have to be mitzar of everybody together, even though we would prefer to have only Lundi, Torah, Yirei, Shemai, Medak, the Kim and Mitzvah, a big club, only these kind of people. But they're all part of Klal Yisrael. You have to be mitzar of the Arabis. The letter says you have to have the Arabis. You have to have the Arabis together with the Hadassim, together with the Lulav, together with the Yesi. Everybody has to go together. So Klal Yisrael needs people like Esav also. We're not allowed to be merachik there. That's what he tines. And then he tines also, and then he points out another point, that because the parents didn't agree on the Chinuch Habanim, the father favored Esav, the Rivka Heves says Yaakov, and the mother favored Yaakov. So that was also bad. For Chinuch Habanim, it's important that both parents have to have a united front. If the children see, this is Maisim B'Choyom, the children see that the father is holding by one direction, the mother is holding another direction, so they'll always use one parent against the other to get their weapon. The parents have to be together. And the Gemara has another cloud with respect to raising children. The Gemara says you have to have small berchel mimikarev. The Gemara says about Yoshke. Not like Rabbi Shua ben Prachya, that he kicked out Yoshke. That was Yoshke a few generations before the famous Yoshke. Rabbi Shua ben Prachya was waiting.
About the, well, why the Mishnah doesn't say him then the Yach by the two people? When he says it in front of two, and he says maybe that constitutes Hasra. Just the fact, very strange language, just the fact that he said it to two people, that serves the...